This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, for years, Huawei Technologies bided its time as the U.S. gradually escalated its campaign to rein in the Chinese telecom giant. Now, Huawei has shifted to a war footing, suing the U.S. government as the company looks to defend its global business. We're looking into it after these tech headlines. Companies across the U.S. economy last month hired information technology workers at the sharpest pace in more than 4 years, bucking a slowdown in job growth for the positions outside of technology. The number of new IT jobs at firms in all industries expanded by an estimated 253,000 positions in February. According to analysis of employment data, it marks the largest one-month gain since November 2015. NASA is expected to request a budget increase of more than $500 million for moon exploration and related programs in 2020, partly to escalate collaboration between the government and industry on proposed lunar landers. The agency's overall $21 billion spending blueprint for the fiscal year, starting in October, projects a 2% decline from current expenditures. The numbers are set to become public Monday as part of a government-wide budget release. And amid the recent Facebook talk, the journal writes that many marketers will need new strategies if consumers adopt Facebook's promised platform for private, encrypted, disappearing messages. New analysis says Facebook could make new money from its shift to private messaging, including potentially charging a cut of revenue on transactions completed through its messaging apps. It could also begin charging brands to maintain a presence on the messaging app or to send notifications to customers who have chatted with them. Coming up, Huawei's lawsuit marks a shift to war footing, what it means for troubled U.S. relations after this. Last week, Huawei's lawsuit, filed late Wednesday in a Texas federal court, names the U.S. government and seven administration officials. It alleges Congress violated the U.S. Constitution when passing a law last year that bans federal agencies from buying Huawei gear and from doing business with contractors that buy from the Chinese tech company. The Wall Street Journal's Dan Strumpf has more.
Huawei has filed a major lawsuit against the U.S. government over a law signed by President Trump last year, known as the National Defense Authorization Act. The law prohibits not just Huawei from doing business with the U.S. government, which it does almost none right now, but it also prohibits Huawei from doing business with any contractor.
Guo Ping, one of Huawei's rotating chairmen, addresses the U.S. directly at a Chinese press conference.
Huawei are compelled to take these legal actions as a proper and last resort. The U.S. Congress has repeatedly failed to produce any evidence to support its restrictions on Huawei products.
And Dan Strumpf says it is a long road ahead.
The lawsuit is significant because the U.S. has been pushing back aggressively against Huawei and trying to convince its allies to block Huawei from its 5G network rollouts around the world. Huawei has consistently denied that it would conduct espionage on behalf of any government and says that it would refuse any order to do so. This lawsuit is definitely a sign by Huawei that they're no longer willing to sit still while the U.S. government wages its campaign against the company, but wants to fight back against the U.S. and is willing to do so on its own home turf. So it's a long legal battle ahead for Huawei for sure, but this case is definitely a sign that Huawei is now showing a willingness to fight back against the U.S., but there's a long road ahead for both sides.
For the newest details, head to WSJ.com to stay up to date with the very latest. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.